Now, you might be one of the ones that noticed we have had Spanish ads at the top of our show. Do y'all ever think for a minute it's us doing the news in Spanish? Because unless you're multilingual, you never know. It could be me with an exclusive about the deer rut and the wiregrass, and you have no way of knowing. Welcome back, everybody. Today is March 28th, 2024. Born on this date in 1957, Auburn sprinter and Olympic gold medalist in the 4x100 meters, Harvey Glantz of Phenix City. He earned his medal in the 76 games. He passed away just last year. Today we have election year stuff. Who won't be buying the Birmingham Southern campus and the Red Snapper season? I'm Mike Morgan and we're down in Alabama. Here's a reminder, as if you needed it, that we're in the middle of a big election year. And, of course, it's going to get wild. It reaches a fevered pitch every 4 years. Now, everybody you know will at some point start believing that you wake up in the morning just to log into social media and see what they're mad about. But if it's not making you crazy, it can be a spectator sport to watch the gamesmanship and jockeying for position. Now, all that said, the Alabama Secretary of State and an organization that targets specific demographics for voter registration are at odds over some mass mailouts, reports AL.com's Mike Gason. The Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information send out mailers with voter registration applications and pre-addressed postage-paid envelopes. They target the registration of black people, unmarried women, and young people. In Alabama, that means voters who skew more toward Democrats than the overall population does. Secretary of State Wes Allen is a Republican, and he's calling it a partisan effort by the tax-exempt group. Allen, quote, "On two occasions, this office was contacted on behalf of Voter Participation Center and Center for Voter Information regarding a mailer they plan to send to Alabama citizens. In response, I strongly discouraged the group's plan to mass mail our citizens. This type of targeted, partisan interference by out-of-state third-party organizations is unnecessary, confusing, and counterproductive." Now, the president of the organization, Tim Lopach, said that this is a mischaracterization. Quote, "The goal of the Voter Participation Center and Center for Voter Information is to register and turn out eligible voters in Alabama. Our hope is that all election officials will support our efforts to promote democracy instead of misleading and alarming voters about our effective and nonpartisan voter registration programs," end quote. Lopach has been chief of staff to a Democratic Montana governor and a Democratic U.S. senator from Montana. With Birmingham Southern College having announced it would cease operations at the end of May, given the lack of interest in a state bill to help fund the school, folks are already starting to wonder what's going to happen to the campus. Yesterday we mentioned State Representative Wendolyn Gavon's disappointment in the announcement and her belief that several buyers are interested. On Wednesday, she expressed concern over the West Birmingham neighborhood that has in the past also lost a hospital and another college. And State Senator Roger Smitherman said he hopes it would remain a college campus. However, you can count UAB out as a potential buyer. A spokesperson said the school has no plans to pursue the property, squashing what certainly would have been part of the speculation. Now, if you're in the market for a college campus, here are a few details. The property covers 192 acres. There are dozens of buildings that include offices, classrooms, residence halls, and an apartment complex. There's a pond and ball fields. And hey, the apartment complex has a pool. School officials point out the security guards will be on duty until the property is sold. The United Methodist Center will continue to be open for the public to use. For those who plan at least part of your summers around deep sea fishing, we now know at least the opening date for the recreational red snapper season. Now, how long it lasts depends on how long it takes to reach the harvest quota, and the harvest quota has yet to be determined. AL.com's Lauren Specker reports that the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has penciled in May 24th as a season opener. During the season, Red Snapper can be taken Friday through Monday of each week until whenever the end comes. It'll be open the entire week of the 4th of July. Now, it'll be interesting to see where they set this quota. It's done by pounds. And 2 years ago, it was more than 1 million pounds, but anglers caught less than 500,000 pounds. So this caused regulators to worry that snapper numbers were down, so they cut the quota. Others, however, claim that bad weather and high gas prices kept boats out of the water so that it affected the catch. Well, the University of Alabama's men's basketball team will play in the Sweet 16 at 8:30 tonight against North Carolina. The Tar Heels are the number one seed in the region and favored by bettors. Alabama is a fourth seed. The game will be on CBS, and the winner will advance to Saturday's Elite Eight round against the winner of the Clemson-Arizona game. I'm off tomorrow, but Caroline will take care of you. Have a great weekend, and I hope to see you back here on Monday. Y'all come check us out on the internet at al.com.